Greetings and welcome to the Why Struggle podcast. I'm your host, Barbara J. Faison, and my intention with this podcast is to offer ideas, insights, and inspirations so you can live life better. Greetings and welcome to 2024, Week 17, Pinochle, Platelets, and Resident Alien. Doing new things is great for your brain. I'm an LL, a lifelong learner, and I'm grateful that for the most part, I enjoy trying new things. I've been doing new things so long, it really is second nature for me, most of the time. Watching a genre of a movie or a series you normally wouldn't watch is doing something new. It can also be picking up something new when you go grocery shopping or turning down a different street on your way home. It doesn't have to be major, just something different from the usual. This week, I did three new things. Pinochle, donated platelets and watched Resident Alien on Netflix. Pinochle. On Saturday, I went over to my friend Kim Kennedy's house for a birthday celebration. At these gatherings, we pretty much hang out for the day. It's always a lot of fun, and people come and go based on their availability. I arrived mid-afternoon after a four-hour shift working at the local library. We offer passport processing at our branch, and Saturday is usually very busy. I was looking forward to sitting and relaxing. After greeting the ladies that were there, I grabbed a plate of food and sat down to join the festivities. We laughed and talked and then started to play cards. I grew up playing cards, which included Tunk, Bid Whist, Gin Rummy, Spades, to name a few. The card game they started to play was Pinochle. I don't recall ever playing Pinochle. I was up for something new. Why not? When the lady started to explain the game and pulled out a piece of paper to write down how to score, I thought to myself, this will take a lot of mental energy. Not quite what I expected, and not very relaxing. I laughed with them that Pinochle required a lot of thinking. These ladies are older than me and have been playing Pinochle since they were in their teens or earlier. The birthday guest of honor, Ilona, and I were the ones learning how to play the game. I joked and complained a bit as they were explaining how to play, and I loved how they talked us through all the steps. It was a lot of fun after I got out of my head about all the thinking required. Donating platelets. Yesterday, I donated platelets for the first time after receiving a request from a friend who had a family member who needed them. I've donated blood numerous times, so this was definitely something new and different. The process was very streamlined with the application and the forms being online. I was ready to go. I am a bit of a researcher, so I did go to YouTube to know what to expect. I didn't say doing new things didn't mean you couldn't research, did I? I was in and out within a few hours. Resident Alien. The third recent new thing I did was to start watching Resident Alien on Netflix. It's a science fiction series about an alien who comes to Earth and takes on human form. Sci-fi is not a genre I watch much, so I thought I would try this series out. I found it to be hilarious with quirky characters and great writing. It's lighthearted for the most part, so I can watch it and get a good laugh. Doing new things regularly is a great way to get out of your comfort zone and keep your mind engaged and active. Would I play Pinochle again? Yep. I would also donate platelets again. And I'm still watching Resident Alien. I'm almost done with season 2. So what's something new you've tried recently? Leave a comment where you're listening to this podcast. You can also email me at barbarafaisonllc@gmail.com. And if social media is better for you, LinkedIn, Facebook, and Instagram are best. The card I pull for us today from my Relax, Listen, and Trust Your Inner Guidance card deck in this moment is number 4, trust. I am loving, I am loved, I am lovable. Yes, we are. Considering breath work or meditation as a tool for living life better? Here are a few resources that can support you. On the second and third Wednesday of each month from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern, I host my Breathe with Barbara live session that includes gentle movement, breath work, meditation, and silence. These gatherings are intimate, about 6 to 8 people, and only $15 a session. You can find the link to register at barbarafaison.com/store. If you prefer to have a teacher for instruction, I offer one-on-one sessions as well as group sessions with a minimum of 3 people. Send me an email or message through the contact form on my website if you're interested. If you prefer using apps, I encourage you to check out the Insight Timer app. It is the number one app for free meditations for sleep, anxiety, and stress, and I have over 50 meditations, book excerpts, and my courses for premium members, and more on the app. The link is insighttimer.com. My meditations are posted free on other apps, including Aura, Meditation Station, Spotify, Pandora, YouTube, Apple Music, Amazon, and more. Just search for Barbara J. Faison as the artist and you'll find me. I'd love for you to follow me, put me on your monthly playlist, and choose the notification bell to learn when I have posted new meditations. You can also find upcoming events and where you can meditate with me. All of the links are on linktr.ee/Barbara Faison. I hope you will check out my YouTube channel, Barbara Faison, where I share ideas, insights, and reminders to be in the present moment called breath breaks and more. If you'd like to take a breath break, you can find over 50 on the Breath Break playlist. Be sure to subscribe, follow, share, and leave a comment if you joined. Feel free to share your thoughts, ask a question, or just say hello to me via email at barbarafaisonllc@gmail.com. Thank you for your support and being on this journey with me. Until next time, keep breathing and do something new. Be well and be kind to you. Keep breathing.